And now I'm going to kick things over to the man right down the hall, the garden guru himself, Mr. Mark Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm well.
Did you wear your jacket this morning?
I did. You know what, folks? It is, ladies and gentlemen, it is October the 15th, 2016, and the leaves have begun to change colors. And the season for leaf cleanup in your yard, garden, and landscape has begun. In this edition of Garden Talk, learn about the best way to core aerate your lawn, what to do with all those leaves that get accumulated this fall, when is the best time to prune shrubs, and most importantly, your chance to win a $25 gift card from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscaping with a mind-twisting, mind-numbing, and challenging what plant I am, and of course, a plethora of questions at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to the Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And a good Saturday morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to the first hour of what will be three great hours of radio right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. My name is Mark Weber, and I have hosted this legendary broadcast for well over 26 years, helping folks wherever you might be with your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. Nowhere else, ladies and gentlemen, do you get world-class gardening advice like you do here on Garden Talk for over 26 years? And the phone lines are reportedly open for your use at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And we would love to speak with you over the Master Control Studios as we begin what will be three great hours of great gardening advice over these legendary airwaves. 457-1290. First and foremost, my name is Mark Weber. I have hosted this show for many years. A little background about myself. I am a very fortunate individual because I get to do what I love to do in life, which was play and work with plants. My background begins at the age of about 15 years when I had my first job in a nursery. And I was very fortunate to go to a really great school called Ohio State University, where I ascertained two separate degrees in horticulture. I also have well over 40 years of combined experience in the greens industry. I became a master nursery landscape technician through the Ohio Nursery Landscape Association. More so, I became a certified arborist in 1990 and became a board certified master arborist in the year 2013. I'm also a qualified tree risk assessor, which basically means I can figure out why your trees break or project when a tree will break and how it will break. I'm also qualified in the United Kingdom as a Category 3 arborist, and I am also designated by the Board of Tree Experts in New Jersey as a certified tree expert. So when you call Garden Talk at 457-1290, you can get more than just a few answers. You get the in-depth analysis of what's going on with your yard, garden, and landscape. But most importantly is I give you the analysis that's based on what science says the best way to take care of your yard is, and also the best standard of care. I like helping people, and most importantly, I like helping you. And the lines are wide open today at 457-1290. We have got a long laundry list of very interesting topics today. And good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Doing just fine, Mark. How are you?
I'm enjoying the delightful autumn breezes.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely enjoying it.
You know, I will have to say, though, that I think autumn this year is slightly delayed.
Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the heat that we had back in July and August. Mm. But I also I want to say that the time of the year that the leaves come down is an interesting time of the year for me to watch human behavior. Okay? You ever notice all these people that rake all the leaves to the side of the street?
Yeah.
Completely a waste of energy. A complete waste of resources for our cities and municipalities. Mm-hmm. In fact, I will tell you, Jesse, that one of the most important things you can do with those leaves that come down is just mow them up with the lawnmower.
Right.
It does a lot of really good things to the soil, and most importantly, helps the health of the trees and your lawn as well. And Jesse, you know what the plant honeysuckle is?
Yeah, I know about it.
It's all over town, mm-hmm. right? It's everywhere. Well, there's even more. This is an invasive plant that displaces a lot of other native plants, but more so also displaces a number of native insects as well as animals. There is mounting evidence that this plant has also changing the health and condition of many of our birds.
Wow.
We'll be talking about that today. We're also going to be talking about a couple interesting topics, one of which is the USDA is actually releasing a large population of Russian predatory wasps for control against emerald ash borer, which is kind of a big breaking story. We're also going to talk about how evergreens, everybody thinks evergreens are evergreen when they're really not. We're going to be talking about why your eastern white pine and maybe some of the other evergreens in your landscape have some off-colored or yellowing foliage right now. We're also going to talk about an interesting vegetable called Brussels sprouts. Have you ever eaten Brussels sprouts?
No, I have not.
Why not? You got to get on the fun side of life. What are you afraid of with Brussels sprouts?
I don't know. I guess I've just never really had the opportunity to try them.
They're delicious, particularly if in a number of different ways. That's going to be our In the Garden Kitchen. Plus, this week, we have a very well thought out, I might say, what plant I am. Okay? This plant is going to be, it's been worded in such a way that it is going to drive our listenership nuts. Nuts.
I'm ready.
Because it's got some interesting twists and turns in the wordage that boy, oh boy, if you can get it right, you're a pretty smart gardener at that. Plus, you get your chance to win a $25 gift card from Knollwood. We'll do that a little bit later this morning. And also along with this today, I'm going to be talking a little bit about Hollowtine coioration. You know what that is, right?
No, I'm not
okay.
Familiar with that.
What Hollowtine coioration is where we punch a bunch of holes in your yard, okay? And we use a machine that has these steel tines that are shaped kind of in a circle. And the idea is that the tine goes into the dirt and kind of pulls up a big plug of dirt and throws it back on the lawn.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is unless the soil is really at a high moisture content, you're not doing a good job by doing core aeration. And unfortunately, right now, our soils are too dry, unless you're under a serious irrigation regime, to be doing Hollowtine coioration. And also, we're going to be talking a little bit later about the frequency, meaning how many holes per square foot should you generate with a core aerator to get the maximum effect. Unfortunately, one pass doesn't do it with the machine. You got to do two passes to reach the 8 to 12 cores per square foot. And then also, Jesse, we're going to bring up one other thing. It's been a sad week for me personally. I lost a good friend had passed this week.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry to hear about that.
And he, many of you that listen to Garden Talk probably have been to his place. It's called Valley Vineyards. It's a vineyard down in Morrow, Ohio. And Ken Schuster passed this week. He was the godfather of literally the wine industry in Ohio. I've known Kenny for a long, long time, and I'm going to talk a little bit about my fond memories of Kenny. I'm really sad to see him pass. It was kind of I felt kind of numb for actually 2 days because realizing that what wonderful things this man had done for his family as well as the whole state of Ohio. And then last but not least, we're going to bring up a very interesting topic, at least in my mind, and quite frankly, will probably stir the nest of hornets up to a great degree. I want to talk today about lysinger, meaning that I would think I counted like 25 or 27 states in the United States now require people who work on trees and even landscaping to a certain degree to carry a license. Okay? And that license pretty much ensures that the person who's practicing arboriculture or landscape horticulture is following standards of best practices, meaning, and then they also have the appropriate amount of, you know, insurance and have the appropriate amount of knowledge and expertise regarding how they conduct their business. And I know that we're in the midst of the political season. And I know there's going to be people out there that are going to go crazy about this question. But this is a question more about protecting consumers from fraudulent business practices. And I want to talk a lot about this today because in my world in which I dwell, I get a lot of phone calls from people about people doing not right things to people's landscapes. And I will be quite frank with all of you. I think one of the greatest ways that we can regulate and stop these bad practices is by licensure, meaning that the people who practice arboriculture or people who are practicing landscaping would be required to have a license that would require them to possibly pass some type of examination or test to test their knowledge and expertise in that given field. And I think it's a fair question to bring up because unfortunately there's a lot of people out there who call themselves quote unquote professionals in arboriculture or in landscape horticulture that quite frankly don't have the knowledge nor do they have the expertise to be practicing it. And I think that they should be brought to that standard. Now, I know that there are people out there that go, oh, my Lord, he's talking about, you know, government control, da-da-da-da-da. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying is if you call a plumber, we have licensed plumbers, right? Okay. I'm saying we need licensed arborists. There is no licensing in Ohio. You need to first get that through so everybody realize this. In Ohio, there is no license to be an arborist. There are in other states, like New Jersey and Connecticut and Massachusetts and Maine and states like that. But in Ohio, we don't have any licensure. And I would be curious to hear from you at 457-1290, your thoughts on that today. And along with that as well, any other calls that you may have. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Garden Talk. And when we come back, we'll be giving you some inside tips about why you should not, and the word is should not, be pruning your shrubs around the foundation walls of your house this time of year, plus a whole bunch of other questions at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16. Member FDIC.
Wild Birds Unlimited.
The fall bird seed sale is on at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering. Stop in and save on the best bird food at the best prices in town. All bags of seed are on sale. Our custom seed blends contain high-quality, fresh seed with absolutely no fillers. Offer our seed blends along with our wide variety of suet and cylinder products, and you're sure to attract a wonderful variety of beautiful birds to your yard. While you're getting great deals on the best bird seed in town, check out all the wonderful gift ideas we have for the nature lover on your list. Better yet, start making your own wish list for the holiday season. Be sure to meet Jumpy the Fox, Peanut the Squirrel, Dash the Gingerbread Man, and his house. They're the newest in our lineup of fun bird food products that make adorable gifts. And don't forget, Daily Savings Club members save an extra 5% on the sale price of the best bird seed in town at Wild Birds Unlimited in Kettering at Far Hills and Stroop.
Wild Birds Unlimited, we bring people and nature together.
Routine isn't all it's cracked up to be. Sure, routine is fine when it comes to yoga classes and Sunday dinners. But the problem with routine is that it's predictable and expected. Routine tells us there's nothing special about the process. Routine says it's all the same. Problem is, breast cancer is none of that. That's why routine treatment for breast cancer just isn't enough. At the James at Ohio State, you get a multidisciplinary team that specializes not just in cancer, but breast cancer. Our world-renowned experts apply their collective thinking toward discovering the most effective therapies and delivering them at exactly the right time for you. They focus solely on the prevention, detection, and treatment of breast cancer, which means you can count on comprehensive care that's far beyond routine. For more information about breast cancer prevention, detection, and treatment at the James, visit cancer.osu.edu.
Prepare for the crisp, cool evenings of fall with Burns' fabulous fall sale. Store-wide savings of 20 to 40% allows you to select a variety of fresh fall plants and beautiful containers. Perennials, mums, pansies, shrubs and trees, plus new treasures in our home decor and gift shop will complete your home for fall entertaining. Create your fall look at Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown and Beaver Creek. Remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
Your neighborhood AAA Tire and Auto Service is having a flash sale with incredible savings on sets of Cooper tires. This Friday and Saturday, you can buy two, get two free on all Cooper tire sets. Plus, receive up to $70 back on select lines. With savings this huge, we can only afford to run this sale for 48 hours. Now is your chance to get ahead of winter weather during our biggest tire sale of the year. The Buy Two, Get Two Free Cooper Tire Sale at AAA Tire and Auto Service is this Friday and Saturday only.
Join me, Deborah Gross, for the Dayton Defense Educational Foundation STEM Charity Gala on October 22nd at the Dayton Racquet Club, where we will be presenting Dr. Vincent Russo with our Lifetime Achievement Award. We are an all-volunteer charitable organization. Proceeds of the event provide scholarships to local students studying science, technology, engineering, math, and medicine at Wright State and Sinclair. Don't miss this exciting and important event. You must sign up to attend, and sponsorships are available at DaytonDefense.org.
Concerned about the health of a tree? Need expert pruning, emerald ash borer control, tree removal? Call Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated full-service tree care company with five ISA-certified arborists on staff. Arbor Experts serves the Miami Valley with over 30 years of experience, licensed and fully insured. Mention this ad and receive $50 off $500 worth of pruning, removal, or planting work. Call Arbor Experts at 937-233-4118.
Ed Smith Florist is your downtown Dayton flower and gift shop. They'll deliver a sweet-estate flower arrangement to your special ones at work or home. Go to edsmithflowers.com or call 222-9441 to order, or go to 209 West Riverview, just west of White Allen.
Politicians fighting on Twitter. Friends posting non-credible news on Facebook. Your phone is blowing up with confusing information. We help you cut through the onslaught of confusing news you are being slammed with. We separate fact from fiction. Weekdays with Larry Hanskin on Miami Valley's Morning News on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 626. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Partly cloudy skies to start this morning with temperatures hovering in the upper 40s. More clouds than sun at times today. Can't rule out a passing sprinkle, but most do stay dry. Breezy at times and mild as temperatures climb back into the 70s. Comfortable for any Saturday night plans. Temperatures will stay in the 60s even after sunset. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is absolutely perfectly clear. We're resting at 49 delightful degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to garden talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And the views and opinions expressed here on garden talk are purely based on science and best practices for your yard, garden, and landscaping, and we would love to hear your voices at 457-1290. Jesse, I tell you what we're going to do here. Before we go, we got to go to the break here soon, and I'm afraid that if we do that, we're going to have to do What Plant Am I? We'll do that What Plant Am I after we go out of In the Garden. And let's head to the telephone lines, and let's go help Sandy in Sugar Creek. Sandy, good morning, and welcome to Garden Talk.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good. It's nice and early here. Mm-hmm. But I do have a question about my maple trees. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of maple trees. They're hard maples. And this year we noticed that instead of getting some beautiful color, the leaves are just turning gray and curling up and dropping.
That's not good.
No.
No. First thing that comes to mind is, Sandy, what we've seen this year, and you know, you tend to put things in retrospect in the fall than you do any other time of the year. And quite frankly, the summer of 2016 was a hot, nasty one. We went weeks and sometimes months without beneficial rainfall events, and it's taken its toll on a lot of our trees. I have noticed a trend with a lot of maples that are showing significant decline issues, and some of those decline issues are directly related to the drought of 2016. What I would suggest, Sandy, coming into the fall season, a couple things. This tree, or trees, we'll say in plural, need to be inspected by an ISA certified arborist. But all beyond looking at structural stuff, I would suggest what they call a starch test. Okay. This is a really simple test that a qualified arborist can perform. And basically, we go in the fall season and we extract a very small piece of wood fibers off of part of the tree's root system, and we expose it to a iodine solution called Ligol stain. And what Ligol stain will do is it will show us how much stored carbohydrates are inside that tree's root system. And by doing that, it kind of tells us if the tree is getting everything it needs to conduct photosynthesis, and more so how much carbohydrate storage a tree has going into fall. And why that's important is, think of carbohydrates as kind of like a money market fund, okay? Carbohydrates is what a tree funds itself with defense, and what a tree funds itself with a wound closure, and how the tree defends itself against diseases, as insects, and how it pushes new growth off in the spring. Everything is based inside of a tree related to carbohydrates, okay? Mm-hmm. So one way that we can, you know, people say, is my tree healthy? Don't know. Unless we measure it. And one measure of tree health is a carbohydrate test. And that's one thing that I would start with. The second thing is, if this tree's got some type of a vascular wilt disease or something to that effect, there may be some telltale signs or symptoms that are going on with the tree that the average person may not see, but a good qualified arborist would see. And one of the things that you'll definitely find with wilt disease is you'll find kind of blackish, gummish material in different places of the tree, possibly oozing out of the bark or oozing out of some wounds from another part of the plant. So I would begin, Sandy, with a detailed inspection and analysis with an ISA-certified arborist. And you can find yours at treesaregood.org.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Mark.
And do yourself one last favor.
Okay.
Give that tree a big drink of water right now, because we've gotten quite dry. Big drink of water.
Okay.
So watering is important, but just kind of think of Sandy with trees is that they kind of tell us what's wrong with them, but sometimes we ignore those symptoms. So get the tree looked at, and most importantly, you know, follow whatever direction that our certified arborist bases on. But a starch test I would definitely recommend in your future, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Mark.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
457-1290. When we return, we're going to take a step into the garden with a weekly tip to help your garden grow. We're going to do What Plant I Am, and of course your calls at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. On air, online at WHIO.com and in the WHIO app. The home of Fox News in the Miami Valley. Your news starts now.
It's 6:32. I'm Jonah Adi with an AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO news update. Our top story. We're watching the campaign trail carefully here at WHIO as the election approaches.
I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt. A warming trend with highs back into the 80s before long. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
From the WHIO 24-hour team traffic center, looks like we're still clear of any accidents. Let's check out the drive times. If you're traveling on southbound I-75 at the Montgomery and Warren County line, you can go the 12 miles to State Route 63 in about 11 minutes. And it's our top story. You Decide 2016. Donald Trump hitting the campaign trail yesterday in North Carolina, telling supporters more is needed in the investigation of his opponent.
We need a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton. And we have to investigate the investigation. The investigation. Nobody in this country has seen anything like it.
On the issue of alleged sexual impropriety, detailed by several women, he told his supporters that the incidents had never happened. Now, a Cleveland man is arrested in connection to the shooting earlier this month of two Miami University students.
27-year-old Patrick Bellison facing two counts of complicity to felonious assault and aggravated robbery stemming from the shooting of two Miami University students during what was later determined to be a drug deal involving $4,000 worth of marijuana.
That's WHIO's JT Szabo. Police still seek a second suspect, and anyone with information is asked to call Oxford Police. Here's the exclusive Storm Center 7 forecast.
Partly cloudy skies to start this morning with temperatures hovering in the upper 40s. More clouds than sun at times today. Can't rule out a passing sprinkle, but most do stay dry. Breezy at times and mild as temperatures climb back into the 70s. Comfortable for any Saturday night plans. Temperatures will stay in the 60s even after sunset. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Live Doppler 7 HD radar is clear. It's currently 47 degrees in Springfield, 49 degrees here in Dayton at 6:34. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO, the home of Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi everyone, Pete Kasugi here at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to plant those fall mums, flowering cabbage, winter pansies, shade trees, fruit trees, grapevines, evergreens, shrubs and perennials. The weather is just right for doing those fall landscape projects, and we have truckloads of new nursery stock just waiting for you to take them home. We have lots of hardy mums in 1 gallon pots, only 3 for $10. They're gorgeous and will brighten up any landscape. Of course, our selection of shade trees and fruit trees is legendary. And you also know that we always stock over 25,000 shrubs and evergreens and trees of all types at our garden center. And that's why folks will drive 75 miles to come to us, and that's why we've been in business since 1963.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail.
So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering, could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16. Member FDIC.
WHIO News Time is 6:37. Right now, we continue to monitor news, weather, and traffic in Dayton's only 24-hour newsroom. This is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to help your garden grow.
When you hear the word evergreen, you probably conjure up the thoughts of something that's green forever, right? Wrong. You see, evergreen doesn't mean it's evergreen on the same green, meaning just like the deciduous trees and plants that are in your landscape that are beginning to change their colors of the autumn season, so do evergreens as well. In fact, many plants in the evergreen group, like eastern white pine, Norway spruce, Colorado spruce, and all others, will tend to lose their older and tired needles in the autumn season. In fact, you'll probably see plants like eastern white pine now kind of turn kind of a yellowish color on the inside parts of the plant beyond where the outside is. Plants like hemlock, you'll see the same. You see, this is the onset of fall. Fall is when plants and their chlorophyll, in many cases, are tired. They're worn out, and it dies. And when it dies, those plants, the leaves and needles, then therefore change colors and fall off to enrich the soil below. So if your evergreens have yellowing, is a good chance that sometimes, in many cases, this is not a disease, this is not an insect, but this is simply the ever-changing colors of fall.
You've been Into the Garden with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your gardening questions. Call Mark now at 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And we're going to do What Plant I Am. And I am sure that there's many of you that are going to hear this are going to know the answer right away. But I would forewarn you that this has been written in such a way that it will be a bit confusing in different places. But it's really okay. And by the way, there are clues, Jesse, at gardentalkblog.com where you can actually see a picture of this plant that you can actually see what it looks like. So I give you a clue. I do that. Okay, what plant I am. By the way, remember the whole purpose of what plant I am. It's for you to guesstimate what I am, what plant I am, because I am describing myself as this plant. And if you know the name of me, then call 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Jesse will get your name and your guess up on the radar screen. And we call it that, the call screen program here in the booth. And we will know what you think it is. And then we will quiz you if you know the answer. And by the way, if you know the answer, you are the proud winner of a $25 gift card to Knollwood Garden Center and Landscaping. Here I go. What plant I am. I have been used by the Chinese for more than 2,000 years for a medicinal value. In China, I rarely reach a mature height since I am harvested regularly. They strip off my rigid and furrowed gray-brown bark. I may only be a tree which grows in cold climates, which is an industrial product, which can be obtained from me, which is unique to itself. If you break my leaves open, a substance is visible that's thin strands and bridges between the two torn portions of the leaf. I can be grown in full sun, on moist soils, and I'm well established against extensive drought. I should be grown and tried often in urban areas, along highway mediums, along street streets, and medium-sized shade streets. I'm well adapted to high pH soils. I'm a little known but urban tough tree. Very attractive. 40 to 60 feet tall. Grows slowly. Deciduous. What has a very dense, symmetrical, oval, round crown. Making me ideal for a specimen tree, a shade tree, or street tree. My genus name comes from the Greek word eu, that's E-U, meaning good, comey, meaning gum. So ladies and gentlemen, and Jesse, what plant am I?
Well, you stumped me on this one, Mark. I'm just going to take a guess and say a bonsai.
Bonsai is a form of cultivation. It's not a name of a plant.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, yeah. Think of bonsai as a way that we manipulate a plant to cause it to be growing in a very dwarf fashion. We can bonsai it by compacting its root system or doing lots of pruning on the upper part of its canopy. Yeah, that's bonsai.
Okay.
But this is an interesting question. This plant is very unique. If anybody ever comes to my house for dinner... I take you into my house, into my yard, and I take you to this tree. I'll tell you, this tree is so unique. You don't find it very often planted in landscapes anywhere in Ohio or even beyond. But it is unique from the standpoint is it's one of my daughters will tell you that any young man that's ever come to our home for dinner is taken to the backyard and shown this tree. For its unique characteristics.
Play your cards or this is the tree you will be buried under.
No, I would rather be buried under a bur oak than I would this tree. Yeah, I like bur oaks a lot better than I mean, but this is a fun tree. 4571290. You know it's a tree. You know it's from China. It's been used in cultivation for well over 2,000 years. Think about that. It's pretty remarkable. 457-1290 if you know the answer to the question, because this is a really good chance to win a $25 gift card to Knollwood Garden Center and Landscaping. And I enjoy doing this What Plant I Am I stuff because it's always a blast to ask this question because I'll be quite frank with you all, I think about this for about a week. And then when I decide what I want to do, then I craft the words to so that sounds... So that it gets you to give me a bit confused, but along with the way, it's a great learning curve as well. Jesse, let's go on in the garden kitchen, if you don't mind.
You're listening to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Now it's time to go into the garden kitchen with Mark Weber, a weekly tip to improve your kitchen table.
You know, this is one vegetable that screams fall. Some people hear it and go, yuck! And other people go, particularly many of us that have eaten these in the way that they're being prepared these days, and they're Brussels sprouts. You know, the great chef Michael Simon from Cleveland really put Brussels sprouts on the map. You know, for years people would go, yuck, Brussels sprouts. Well, Brussels sprouts are a brassica, and they're very, very good for you. In fact, this is a green leafy vegetable that produces these bud-like structures that kind of look like mini cabbages. It's very popular in Belgium, but more importantly, Brussels sprouts are native to the Mediterranean region of the United of Europe. And Brussels sprouts first appeared in the world in Northern Europe sometime in the 5th century and have been cultivated ever since. The forerunner of the modern Brussels sprouts were cultivated in ancient Rome, and they were called Brussels sprouts. And they're also known early in the 13th century as in Belgium. They were first written about in 1587. Raw Brussels sprouts are an excellent source of vitamin C, vitamin K, and moderate amounts of vitamin B, vitamins such as folic acid and vitamin B6. But the other part that makes Brussels sprouts good for you, they're really good in high amounts of dietary fiber. Keep in mind that Brussels sprouts can be boiled, they can be baked, they can be fried, they can be done in a number of different methods. But keep in mind that the colder the temperatures go with Brussels sprouts, the better the flavor becomes. So I would strongly urge you, if you've got Brussels sprouts out in your garden, begin to nibble on them a bit. But most important, remember that as the temperatures begin to cool later into the fall and early winter season, the flavor is only enhanced, and they are simply delicious. You can grow Brussels sprouts in a full sun site in the garden. It's typically a crop that gets planted in late May, early June, and typically takes about 120 to 150 days to get to a crop. And as the crop grows, you remove the lower leaves to produce the buds along the stalk. And then once those buds are formed, you pinch the very terminal part of the plant to form those buds to get them to swell. This week's vegetable of the week, Brussels sprouts.
You've been into the Garden Kitchen with Mark Weber. Phone lines are open for your questions now. 457-1290. Here's the gardening guru, Mark Weber, on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this legendary broadcast. We've got three callers this morning that already think they know what plant I am. And, of course, if you know the answer, there is one line available for your use and edification at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And we'd love to help you along the way. Folks, by the way, during the week, you can always reach me at area code 937-835-3381. And I encourage you to check out my company website at www.weberlandscaping.com. That's weberlandscaping.com. Let's head to the telephone lines and let's talk to our first contestant this morning, which is Amelia. Good morning, Amelia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Okay.
Good. Well, here we go with the question. Are you prepared?
I think.
You got up real early this morning to do this, and I appreciate that, by the way. Here we go. Amelia, what plant am I? I have been used in China, in Chinese culture, for more than 2,000 years for its medicinal value. In China, I rarely reach my mature size since I am harvested regularly by stripping off my furrowed gray bark. I'm only the only tree that grows in cold climates, which has an industrial product that can be obtained from me. If you break my leaves open, a substance visible as thin strands will bridge between the torn leaves. I can be grown in full sun in moist soils and I'm very well established during drought conditions. And I become a beautiful medium-sized tree, highly adaptive to urban conditions, including high pH. A little unknown fact about me is that I am by far but one of the finest trees to use in drought conditions, particularly in between the shade for a street tree or even for the shade for your yard. And my genus, Amelia, comes from the Greek word eu, meaning good, commie, meaning gum. Amelia, what plant am I?
It's a toss-up, but I think... Is it the weeping willow?
I'm sorry, Amelia, but no. But good try, but I appreciate your call, okay?
All right, thank you.
Happy gardening, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. And when we come back, we'll continue with your calls. What plant might I be? 457-1290, putting you, ladies and gentlemen, on the cutting edge of great gardening success for well over 26 years. My name is Mark Weber, and this is Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Being your own boss is pretty cool. You can give yourself the day off, offer yourself a raise, and do whatever you want. On the other hand, you also work 18-hour days, occasionally take a pay cut to help your bottom line, and never quite stop thinking about every little detail. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were wondering,
could we reward business owners in a whole new way? And we found one we think you'll like. Now, when you open a business checking account with qualifying activities, you'll get $400. It's just our way of showing appreciation for all your efforts. From the bank that's working hard to find ways to help your business succeed. Stop into your local Fifth Third Banking Center and open your business checking account today to get your $400 bonus. Does your bank find ways to help your business succeed? If not, maybe it's time to switch. Fifth Third Bank. Visit 53.com/400 for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 60 days of account opening. New business checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 10-3 and 11-18-16, member FDIC.
Imagine yourself in paradise and experience the tropical islands of Hawaii with dreamlike beaches and lush scenery. Larry Hanskin here inviting you to join me and other WHIO listeners departing June 9th on YMT Vacations Hawaiian Islands Cruise and Tour. We'll start in Honolulu and board Norwegian Cruise Line's Pride of America. Let's enjoy a variety of onboard amenities as we cruise to Maui with miles of breathtaking shoreline, Hilo, the flower capital of Hawaii, and Kona on the Big Island. Then we'll discover scenic Hawaii with spectacular canyons and cliffs, disembark back on Oahu, where we'll spend our last few days exploring Pearl Harbor, relaxing in Waikiki, or taking in an exciting show. Prices for this 12-day vacation start at only $3,888 and includes airfare from Dayton, hotels, onboard meals, all taxes, and so much more. Reserve your space today by calling 1-800-716-1757, and for a limited time, ask how you can save $200 per couple. Again, that's 1-800-716-1757.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. In 2011, we built our first outdoor columbarium, and in 2015 completed our second. You may be asking, what is a columbarium? A columbarium is a chamber or wall in which urns containing cremations are stored. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Concerned about the health of a tree? Need expert pruning, emerald ash borer control, tree removal? Call Arbor Experts, a locally owned and operated full-service tree care company with five ISA-certified arborists on staff. Arbor Experts serves the Miami Valley with over 30 years of experience, licensed and fully insured. Mention this ad and receive $50 off $500 worth of pruning, removal, or planting work. Call Arbor Experts at 937-233-4118.
For the final time before the general election, the Donald and Hillary will square off.
Does Mr. Trump have the discipline to be a good leader?
No.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Wednesday night, our special debate coverage starts at 7. The Miami Valley and Ohio's election headquarters is AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Garden Talk at AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We've got Doug at GardenTalkBlog.com that's actually listening from Central Alabama. We're really glad, Doug, that you're listening to us. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Partly cloudy skies to start this morning with temperatures hovering in the upper 40s. More clouds than sun at times today. Can't rule out a passing sprinkle, but most do stay dry. Breezy at times and mild as temperatures climb back into the 70s. Comfortable for any Saturday night. Plans. Temperatures will stay in the 60s even after sunset. I'm meteorologist Carrie Ann Merritt on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We've got delightful 49 degrees on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and Garden Talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial as we continue this hour of Garden Talk. Don't forget, do not let your gardening hearts go to trouble, because top of next hour, we'll be talking to Rich Pearson from Cox Arboretum and Gardens as we continue, I'm sure, with What Plant I Am. Let's head to the telephone lines as time allows, and let's go see who's been on first base long enough. Let's go see Brian and Troy. Brian and Troy, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm ready. Are you prepared to answer the question, Brian?
I think I am.
Okay, What Plant I Am? For October 15th, 15th, 2000. Let me give the question, okay?
I'm sorry.
No worries, no worries. I've been used in Chinese culture for over 2,000 years for its medicinal value. In China, I rarely reach my size because I am harvested regularly by stripping off my ridged, furrowed gray bark, and I may only be a tree that grows in cold climates that an industrial product can be obtained from me. If you break my leaves apart and pull my leaves apart, strands of material will bridge between the torn parts of the leaf. I can be grown in full sun, moist soils, but I will, as well established, will tolerate drought extensively. I should be grown and tried often in urban areas along highway mediums, along streets, and also a medium-sized shade tree in your front yard. I'm well adapted to high pH soils. I'm well known for being a tough urban tree, very attractive, 40 to 60 feet tall, slow growing, deciduous, has a dense oval crown, and I can be used as a specimen tree if you'd like. My genus comes from the Greek word eu, meaning good, kami, meaning gum. So, what plant am I, sir?
Okay, I think it's a ginkgo biloba tree.
I'm sorry, but no.
Well, better luck next time. Thanks.
I appreciate your call and have a good day, Dale. Bye-bye. 457-12, sorry, Brian. 457-1290. Let's go once again to the telephone lines. Kirk and Troy, what plant am I?
Is it possibly the silkwood tree?
I am sorry, you are incorrect, but thank you for calling the show, okay?
All right, thank you.
Happy gardening. Bye-bye. 457-1290, let's go talk to Dale. Dale, what plant am I?
I'm going to take a wild guess, but it's not a sweet gum.
I'm sorry it's not, Dale, but thank you for your call and good try at your attempt. 457-1290, what plant could I be? Let's head back to the telephone lines. Let's talk to Andy in Washington Township. Andy, good morning.
Morning, Mark.
You want to take a stab at what plant I am?
I would have said ginkgo, but that's disproven.
No, it's not ginkgo, but how can I help you, Andy?
Okay, I am spraying my the lawn to kill the clover and whatever dandelions might have, and I'm using Spectracide, and is it okay to use soap to help it stick to the leaves?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of drops of like Dawn dishwashing soap will act as a surfactant and cause for that material to stick to the leaves. I think that's a good choice. As long as you're following the label,
okay,
you're good to go. Just remember that label is a legal and binding document. And when you buy that product, you assume all of the responsibility of its use and application. It doesn't mean that you get to apply it how you want to apply it. You have to apply it according with the label that the federal and state government requires you to follow.
Because I did use Tenacity earlier in the summer, and I have a son who's a chemist, and he said definitely not to use that because he read the labels. And
yeah, you can have some problems. Tenacity is not a bad product, but if it's applied properly and correctly, you're in good shape. Andy, I must run because of the constraints of time. Take good care of you, and we'll talk to you very soon. Well, folks, when we come back, what plant could I be? It's all in the leaves. 457-1290. When we come back, Rich Pearson from Cox Arboretum and Gardens will be joining us live. And I'm also going to talk a little bit more about the fact that honeysuckle is an invasive that's all over Southwest Ohio, and it's ever-changing our environment forever. It must be eradicated. And we're going to talk about your personal responsibilities to help get it eradicated coming up next hour of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.